Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
There's a segment of the population out there that have figured out our monitoring capabilities and they're not happy about it, sir.
Well, it's too late for them to do anything about it. Take them a message, would you?
Yes, sir. What is it?
Every step you take, every rule you break, every job you take, and every dime you make, we'll be watching you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this 90-minute live radio broadcast. Today is the 6th day of January, year 2016, and we've entitled tonight's program, Signs. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, welcome to the program. We do want to remind you that if you wish to help us financially, you can do so by going to our website. On the homepage, there's a button that will allow you to make a donation. And the website, of course, is www.byyahwehsdesign.com. Also, if you have a comment during the program or a question, We no longer have the blog window to check for those sorts of things. So the only way to do it is send me an email. And that would be bydpastordan@yahoo.com. And again, that is bydpastordan, all together, @yahoo.com. Now, we have a lot of things to talk about tonight, but we're going to start with some verses that I think are very apropos with the topic of signs. What are the signs? There's a lot of things going on, folks, and there's a whole lot of people trying to deceive you right now. I'm going to tell you, many of them know how to say the right words or put on the right pretext and pretenses to assume the position or make you believe anyway that they have your best interests at heart and they are truth seekers. Remember what Yahweh told us. They would be sheep. They would be wolves in sheep's clothing. In other words, exterior-wise, they might look like fellow whites. They may look like people who really care about what's going on, the truth. But inside, they are ravenous wolves. So be very, very careful. Use your discernment that the Father has given you through the Holy Spirit. Now, for you folks who do not have the Holy Spirit, you're kind of in a bind. Now you're going to have to trust other things. But for Yahweh's people who have been blessed with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you have that voice within you, the voice of reason, the voice of conscience. Do not ignore that voice, folks. Luke 22:36, then said he unto them, these are the words of Christ, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. Now, you got to remember, this was written in a day when there were quite a few people that pretty much everything they owned, they carried on their back. They didn't have a lot of the things, the toys and all the trimmings that we have today, thanks to Babylon, the Babylon banking system, and the trinkets produced by Satan's kids to tempt you away from Christ, much as the same things were used to tempt Messiah himself long ago by Satan himself. Of course, Messiah wasn't even the least bit tempted. However, Christ's children can't say the same thing. A lot of our people seem to be mesmerized by the trinkets that Babylon produces, to the point where many of our people think that we can't live without cell phones or 55-inch televisions or audiophile equipment that produces tremendous audio signals for music, etc. Those are all entrapments, folks. So anyway, he's telling them to take the garment if necessary, and whatever they have as far as money or barterable material, and if they don't have a sword, to buy one. You see, folks, there is no pacifism in the Bible. There is no defensiveness as far as being without a means of self-defense. That is not a Christian attitude. The Christ himself tells us here in Luke chapter 22 that we are to be armed, to be able to defend ourselves and those that we love, and defend our property. Those are God-given rights, inalienable rights, as it says in the Constitution. And I want to remind you, folks, that Constitution is a piece of paper generated by men to establish the obligations and duties of the government we were forming and to remind them that they are our public servants and they are to honor our inalienable rights. Now, let's get the order straight here. The inalienable rights came first. The rights do not come from the Constitution. So even when the younger George Bush says, I'll burn the thing, well, Georgie, you can burn it, but you don't take away my rights. None of you pieces of dirt that have occupied the White House of recent year have a right to do that. Yahweh issued those inalienable rights prior to the existence of any parliamentary documents or constitution. They are inalienable. The very word means God-given, and they cannot be taken away or legislated away or executive ordered away. I hope you public servants are paying attention, because we're getting very close to the ignition point of the Second American Revolution, the reset that Yahshua said would come at the end of the age, when the wicked shall perish and the righteous shall reign. There is no end of the world. Everybody talks about, oh, the end of the world. No. The Bible says the end of an eon, the Greek word eon. It means a period of time, the end of an earth age. Luke 19:27, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. So right here in the book of Luke, we have two verses that show that our proper position is to be one of strength, duty, honor, and to be armed to enforce God's law, and to be armed to protect our loved ones, our communities, and our property. That is a God-given right. So right here in the words of Christ, he says, but those that would not let me reign over them, who are my enemies, bring them over here and slay them. Not a whole lot of pacifism in the Bible there, is there? These Judeo-Christian churches are pathetic. They are monstrosities. They should be shunned and avoided at all costs. They are whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones. That's a biblical way of saying spiritually dead people, dead men's bones, just a bag of bones. That's what's sitting in the pews of most churches today. Dead men. Just a bag of bones, no spirituality, no discernment, no gumption, no righteous indignation, just a bag of bones sitting on the pew going, yay, pastor, you keep on preaching it, and then they clunk their money into the plate when it comes around so the preacher feels better. He's going to get paid this week. Romans chapter 2, verse 13, for it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before Yahweh, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Hallelujah. You can sit on them pews listening to God's law preached day in and day out. You can sit in front of your computers listening to Eurofolk Radio talk about the righteous laws of Yahweh all day and night. It doesn't do you a damn bit of good if you're just a hearer and you're not a doer. Many years ago, I had people say, Dan, you should be careful what you're doing. I said, why is that? Well, because they can hurt you. Well, yeah, okay, what's your point? I do what I do because Yahweh has put a hot coal on my tongue. I cannot stop what I am doing. I would not stop what I'm doing under any circumstances. And I thank Father every single day, at the end of my day, sometimes during the day, for his protection and his blessings. Because I know without those, I am nothing. My faith, my trust, is in our Heavenly Father, and in him only do I trust. I lean not on my own understanding, but trust him complicitly. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14. Be not you afraid of them. Remember Yahweh, who is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives, and your houses, meaning your property. Do not be afraid of them. Your fear shows who you revere, folks. It's really that simple. That which you fear demonstrates who you revere, which is another way of saying who you worship. You worship a false god called government, or do you worship and fear the true God of heaven and earth, Yahweh, our heavenly Father? Then in Acts chapter 5 at verse 29, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey Yahweh God rather than men. Now, you look around the world today, and it's certainly in a complete mess. Why do you think that is? Do you think it might have something to do with that so many of our people are obeying men rather than God? Something to think about, don't you think? Things certainly are upside down. As the scripture said, in that day there'd be good called evil and evil called good. And he said, woe unto those that would do such a thing. Woe unto you, not just these government liars and the mainstream media, which are nothing more than whores and prostitutes. And actually, the people in the government are whores and prostitutes. They've sold their souls. They've sold their bodies for a few shekels of silver given to them by their Jewish masters and sold out their souls. Don't revere them. Their outcome is not a good one. I don't care what it looks like right now. What's going to happen to them is not going to be very pleasant. No matter what you think your circumstances are, folks, what's going to happen to the evil and for those who hate and are the enemies of our Heavenly Father, what's getting ready to happen to them is not pretty at all. Luke chapter 12, verse 2, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, neither anything secret that will not be made known. Thank you, Luke. Nothing covered that will not be revealed. Do you hear that, all of you media whores? Do you hear that, all you government stooges and lapdogs who have committed all manner of atrocities? You wonder why our military has the highest suicide rate of any time in history? Any time in history, folks. Think about the horrors of World War I and World War II, the trench warfare of World War I and the mustard gas. My Uncle Brownie was a field grade lieutenant in the trenches in France in World War I. We heard the stories, the horrific stories of what that war was like. And yet, they didn't have as many men committing suicide. Then we go to World War II, also horrific. Millions of people dying on both sides. Innocent people being killed, firebombed, destroyed, raped, murdered, tortured. And yet we're killing more soldiers kill themselves now. Why do you think that is, folks? Then we go to Vietnam. What a joke that was. Then we go to Desert Storm and the Gulf Wars. In Afghanistan, more jokes. Our men dying and killing in the name of corporate America. Major General Smedley Butler said it so appropriately. War is a racket. And our military men have been used, and they are complicit in the atrocities. And when they find that out, some of them cannot bear that. They need to come to know our Heavenly Father. You men and women in uniform, if you feel that need to take your own life, please do not. It's not your fault you're being led by charlatans and quacks and men and women with no heart and no conscience and no soul, enemies of Christ and enemies of all that is good. That is not your fault. Yeah, you have a choice about what you do, but they put you in a very difficult position. And for those who would criticize and chastise and look down upon our men and women in uniform, you just remember, you be thankful you're not in their boots and having to make these decisions and trying to stand up and do what's right when your leaders and the people that pay you and the men and women making the decisions for you are antichrists, for crying out loud. No, what we should be doing is praying for them. And when they come to us, we should be consoling them and helping them to get right with our Father. Because when that happens, you will not want to kill yourself any longer. But what you might want to do is fight against the wicked. Praise Yahweh for the four people that were drone operators that have come forth. Praise Yahweh for the three journalists who have come forward now. There was one, now it's three, that are blowing the whistle on the fact that there is no real journalism anymore. The media is, in fact, as we have said for years, nothing but whores and prostitutes, led by the nose, by the intelligence agencies, to either hide or obfuscate information or to print stories of their making with their twist to it. There's no real news. It's propaganda. You better be praying for our men and women that have that feeling of despair and disgust, and pray for the Father of Light to come and shine down upon them and fill them up with the Holy Spirit. Don't waste your lives. Don't waste your lives. Life is a precious gift. It was given to you by the Father above. Use it. Use it. And pray. You would be amazed at the forgiveness the Father can bring upon you. Plead the blood of Christ. He died for all of us. I'm talking about his sons and daughters. For the rest of the world, yeah, you can be blessed if you acknowledge Yahweh and his children. Those who bless Abraham would be blessed. Is that not true? Who do you think they're talking about? Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It could have been translated lack of truth. Because you have rejected knowledge or truth, I will also reject you, that you shall no longer be priests to me. Seeing that you have forgotten the law of Yahweh, I will also forget your children. During my lengthy hiatus away from the radio, I was visiting family and friends on a very long trip, and I got to see firsthand Hosea 4:6 as it has impacted members of my family and very close friends, especially those in the age bracket of my children who are raising children of their own. Folks, if you forget the law of Yahweh, if you allow the usurpers and interlopers to convince you that God's law is of no effect today, you will find out what this verse means when he says, I will forget your children. The sins of the fathers and the mothers is visited upon the children. I have seen it up close and personal. It is a sad thing. We have lost our rudder, our moral rudder, which is the scriptures and our faith and love and reverence of our Father in heaven. That was our moral compass. We have lost that. To our chagrin, we have lost that. While you're on your knees or in your beds praying tonight, remember the children as well, for they suffer for our lack of diligence, for our lack of courage, for our lack of discipline, the tough love. Instead, we believe that we have to obey our Jewish masters and listen to such morons as Sigmund Freud, Jew, communist, Zionist pig, Sigmund Freud, as if that damnable piece of dog meat has anything over Yahweh on how to raise a child. What kind of simpletons would put the words of a demented Jew above that of our Heavenly Father? No wonder he's cursed us. People say, God bless America. God bless America for what? The murder of the unborn? The injustice in the justice system? The incarceration of people like animals instead of obeying God's law? Just what is it that we're going to be blessed for, you morons? Oh, maybe it's the murder of hundreds of thousands of innocent people overseas so that Jew corporations can make more money. Is that what we're blessed for? People are absolutely and utterly disgusting. Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You're living Isaiah 5:20, folks. Everything, and I do mean everything, is upside down. Matthew 7:17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Why is this verse important in chapter 7 of Matthew? Because it's the indicator that our Father gave you to understand who you're dealing with. A good tree, meaning a good person, will bring forth good fruit, meaning the fruit of their labor, the fruit of who they are. Do they bring about peace, prosperity, justice? Do they bring about a harmony in nature and harmony? Do they stand for truth and justice, or are they wicked and evil? Yahweh is separating the wheat from the tares as we speak. That can tell you it's a sign that the burning of the tares is not far away. Ecclesiastes 10:2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. That's where we get the conservative being referred to as the right and the communist, left-leaning, progressive dogs are called the left. That comes right out of the Bible. How much you can't discern the times, folks. You got to learn how to discern the times. There's a verse in the Bible, I didn't write it down. It says, you know how to tell what the weather's going to be like, because that old saying, red sky in the morning, sailor's warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. That comes right out of the Bible. And the verse in the Bible that's referencing that is saying, you know how to discern what the weather's going to be like by looking at the signs in the skies, but you're missing the bigger and more important signs. You people haven't got it yet, have you? Do you know where we are on the timeline here? Do you think it's by accident the internet came along when it did? Do you think it's by accident that Pastor Eli, myself, and the other watchmen have been on the radio for over almost 16 years now? You think that's all by accident? You think it's by accident that we've come to know one another and networked and shared information, and we've learned line upon line and precept upon precept what these antichrist Jew dogs have been doing? The same Jew dogs that our Heavenly Father, when he walked this earth in the body of Jesus the Christ, warned us that they are vipers and responsible for all of the innocent blood that has been shed. All of the innocent blood. While I'm talking about that, folks, Joe Cortina was my guest last week. He's going to be my guest again this Sunday. And he was reading a long list of things that have been done, and said during this long list, he said, the Arabs didn't do it, the Jews did. And some people, I think, have taken offense to that, as if he's trying to somehow give a green light to the Muslim and Islam and the Arabs. Well, you got to remember, who are the Arabs? Are they not the descendants of Ishmael? Last time I checked, they are. My point is that I don't really care about all of this other stuff that's going on. What I do care about is the enemy that Christ warned me about. What I do care about is that you can't discern what's really going on in this world until the antichrists are taken out of the way. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Because these people control the major international banks. They control the major international corporations. They control your governments. They control your media. Now, simpletons, put your thinking caps on. If these antichrists, murdering, butchering, lying, thieving, deceiving sons of Satan, have that much control, then you don't know what reality is. So why don't we put the priorities in the proper perspective? Christ said that they were guilty and that they were here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And as Andrew Carrington Hitchcock in his books points out, they have done exactly that for thousands of years. Why don't we worry about what our Father told us to do, which is to defeat these antichrists, and then we'll worry about what's left over? Because I got news for you. You're getting so much misinformation and disinformation that I find a lot of people are pointing fingers at folks that you probably shouldn't be pointing fingers to and at. Because your enemy is controlling the flow of information. Just thoughts, folks. Just words of warning to my brothers and sisters. Finally, we've got Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? How many people do we know like that? Because you tell them the truth, they get all bent out of shape. Well, that's another sign of the times. The prophets told us there would be a day when they think they're doing service to the true God by condemning you and persecuting you, when in reality they are serving the Antichrist, while you and I serve the true Father of heaven and earth. Again, keep the prayers for the men and women who have gotten together to protect the Hammonds out there in Oregon. My hat's off to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association that put the word out. They have boots on the ground at that location, and they put out the most trustworthy report I've read yet. Basically, what they said, it was a gathering of basic middle-class Americans, very much similar to the people that gathered in Washington, D.C. in the fall of 2009 when I was there with members of my family for the first Tea Party rally. The media, of course, doesn't tell you anything, even close to the truth, about either event, by the way. The one I was personally at and the one that the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association reported from Oregon. They are mothers, uncles, grandparents, fathers, brothers and sisters, young and old, most of them unarmed, are simply there because an injustice is being done to their neighbors. The few men that are armed because our government has shown that they have no problem killing innocent people. Ergo, the Branch Davidians, the men, women, and children in the Murrah building in Oklahoma City, the men, women, and children that were in the Twin Towers in New York. Yeah, our government was part of all of that in the staged events, as much as the Israelis were in charge of the whole operation, but we had elements of our own people that were complicit in those crimes. So they have proven that innocent life will be sacrificed very easily. So it makes sense that those good folks would have some armed guards around. Keep them in your prayers. Keep them in your prayers. They have hurt no property. They have hurt no person. No crime has been committed. The media and the liars and misfits within the government want to make it into something because that's what they do. Again, liars, cheats, misfits. Last program, I wanted to read a letter that was sent out by one of our listeners. I'll just say his first name is Mike. And I wanted to read what he wrote. And again, this is an example of when you become a doer and not just a hearer only. Mike put this out about the Second Amendment. He says here, open carry is just another way of saying we still need a, quote, license to keep and bear arms. In Black's Law Dictionary, license is defined as permission to do something that would otherwise be illegal. For instance, you've seen the spy movies where they talk about a license to kill. You see, taking another person's life is unlawful and illegal. However, the government claims they have a right to give you a license to do it in the name of the state so you can commit murder as long as the little g god government says it's okay. That's where licenses come from. The government thinks that you can't do anything without their permission. Continuing, he says, Yahweh and his son told me to sell my coat and get a sword. The modern equivalent of a sword is a gun. I do not need any man's permission or license to defend myself and my people. The Bill of Rights was the founder's way of expressing what was an understood principle. Spirit men, humans, have the natural right and obligation to defend themselves and others who are unable to defend themselves. We are under the tyranny of the Jewish bankers. Their authority is exercised over us through their so-called laws and statutes passed by other Jews, aliens, and Israeli traders, and Israelite traders as well, people of our own race doing the work of the antichrists. I am under no obligation to obey these unjust laws. According to God's law, I am not allowed to do what a Jew or any other alien says if it violates Yahweh's laws. So there you have it. Because my first obligation is to Yahweh, I will not obey the commands of any Jew or any other alien. Hallelujah, and Yahweh bless Mike. Bless him and protect him and guide him always, Father. Him and thousands and thousands and thousands of other Israelites who are waking up and deciding it's time to stop all this nonsense and start obeying our Father, worshiping the true God, Yahweh, our Father in heaven, who created us and put this earth here, this protected planet. There are no UFOs. I'm sorry, they're not. There may be objects that people have seen. I'm not saying you didn't see objects, but they're not creatures from outer space that the government wants you to be afraid of. That's another illusion. To create what? Fear. Because a fearful man will reach out and want somebody to protect him. So all this hogwash about UFOs representing aliens that are going to come and invade us and blah, 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 blah. Well, then there is no God and we're not in a protected place and we are really just spinning around on a ball in the middle of absolutely nothing, billions and billions of light years away from nothing and nothing, just spinning around waiting for somebody to take advantage of us and destroy us or enslave us. Is that what you want to believe? Well, you can. Nothing's stopping you. I, however, don't believe that for a second. Don't believe it for a second. I believe what the book says and what my ancient ancestors believed. This is a very special place. It is a protected place. And I don't have to fear asteroids, comets, Planet X, or any other garbage that these people want to constantly throw at us. Have you ever noticed? About every 2 to 3 years, there's a new thing to worry about, and then it never manifests itself. I mean, there was the HIV that was going to infect the entire planet. Well, that didn't happen either. Then there was another epidemic, and, well, that just didn't pan out. Then there was going to be the Ring of Fire, and it was going to blow up, and the whole world was going to fall apart. Well, that didn't happen either. Then we had another ice age that was going to hit us, and, oop, they changed that after 10 years, and now it's global warming. You youngsters out there don't know that, but those of us that have been walking the earth for a while, we remember because we were there for all this garbage. I mean, back in the 1970s when I was in the Air Force, there was a oil shortage, and therefore we had to pay 4 times the amount we were normally paying and wait an hour in line for gasoline for hours. Was there really a gas shortage? Well, there was, but it wasn't because of oil being short. It was because they were hiding the oil. They bought up old abandoned gas stations, and in the middle of the night, the tankers, the trucks would dump their gas into their tanks. Ships were being held off from coming into port with crude oil to be processed. It was fabricated. The whole oil shortage of the 1974 era was a fabrication, man-made, just like every other thing they want you to be afraid of. Again, you have a choice, people. Do you want to sit around in your homes cowering in fear, listening to these talking heads, whether it's over the internet or over the media, trying to make you afraid of everything? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If somebody's telling you something like that and your first response is fear, you better be looking for the Jew in the woodpile. A Jew like Henry Kissinger. I've read that quote about him many, many times, and the fact that the New World Order, which is Jewish through and through, would do whatever it took to make you afraid, because through fear, you're going to beg for the New World Order. Well, you might beg for it. I'm going to stay locked and loaded, waiting for my master to blow the horn, so then it's my turn to go out and deal out justice. That's what I've been waiting for. And I pray I live long enough to do it. But it doesn't matter if Yahweh decides that I need to be taken home for whatever reason. That's okay, too. But I really would like to stick around to take part in destroying the wicked that I've seen walking this earth. Oh, boy, would that be a day. And I know many of you feel the exact same way because I've talked to you. You're fed up with all of this evil, this ungodliness that has just immerse this whole planet with just wickedness, beyond description wickedness, the pedophilia, the homosexuality, the bestiality, you name it. Disease, man-made diseases being put upon us, changing weather, weather modification, you name it. All of it for what? Evil, to control and to make money. The love of money is the root of all evil. It's unbelievable. I don't know about you all, but I'm ready for it to change. And I pray every day that Father allows me that honor to stand amongst my brothers and sisters when they finally grow their stones back and they pick up that sword and fear is no longer within them. Just righteous indignation, a righteous anger that's boiling within them to want to take the wicked and destroy them. I think the wicked have had enough time to have it all on their side, thanks to the control of the media. The media covers up their lies, their deceptions, their murder, their rape, their torture, and all the other machinations that they perform. It's time that the righteous take back the media. It's time that the wicked be dealt with. I got this from a Tea Party bulletin. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It says, "Dear reader, in a sudden move, NORAD, the nation's Air Defense Command unit, is relocating its headquarters to a secret bunker inside the Rocky Mountains. They are spending nearly $1 billion to fast-track the project. When asked why, NORAD Commander Admiral William Gortney offered a clear yet chilling reason. And he is not alone. The CIA, NSA, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, FEMA, FBI, etc., they're all actively preparing for a coming event. In fact, the government has already codenamed the looming event Black Sky Days. In fact, the government has already, and if their intelligence is correct, now that's a big if, folks, big if, life in America is about to take a drastic turn for the worse. Well, let's see, you've debased every institution we've got, you've debased our currency, you've debased the church, you've debased medicine, you've debased the institutions of learning, you've debased our government, you've debased our courts, you've debased the media. Boy, it sure takes a rocket scientist to figure out that we've got bad times coming, huh? Our in-house expert on the subject, David Fessler, could that be a Jew, has been hot on the heels of this story, and his six-month investigation into the matter just yielded some shocking revelations. Today, he's inviting you to listen in as he reveals how the feared government crisis, known simply as Black Sky Days, could soon wreak havoc on the financial system. Well, Black Sky Days? Is that like Jewish takeover of the economy days? Or, you know, Rothschild Sky Days? Would that be the same thing? Or how about Jewish International Financier Sky Days? Hey, Oxford Club, get a clue here, would you? If you're supposed to be so damn smart, you mean you haven't figured out who has destroyed these things? Please. You know, we talked for a minute there about Henry the Heinz Jew Kissinger. Let's read his quote yet again. We've read it so many times. Why not one more time? This is the Jew, Henry Kissinger, in Evian, France, in 1991. Now, remember, you people, this is 1991, and I remember those days. We didn't hear the word terror or terrorist or terrorism at all. Never. In any of the media, in any conversation in 1991. But this is what Jew Kissinger said to his buddies in a meeting in Evian, France. "Today, America would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond." Can you say ISIS, the Soviet Union, UFOs, Planet X? "Whether real or promulgated." Promulgated just means made up. "That threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government." Again, Dr. sick doctor, Henry the pervert, communist Zionist Jew Kissinger, 1991. What happened in 1992? It was called Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and the murder of Randy Weaver's family members, Sammy, his son, the family dog, and the next morning, while standing in the cabin doorway, holding her baby, Vicky was shot in the head by the same piece of shit sniper that murdered people later in Waco, Texas. You see, he murdered Vicky Weaver, bragged about making the shot. Lon Hurucci, you alien piece of dog meat. Our government didn't punish him for murdering Vicky Weaver. They gave him an award and then sent him to murder more innocent men, women, and children at Waco, Texas. That's how they operate. And you wonder why the men and women of Oregon arm themselves? Only a fool would disarm themselves at this time in our history. Only a fool will allow themselves to be disarmed. This government is out of control. They are outlaws. Do you understand what I'm telling you? The federal government today, as it acts, as it works day to day, are nothing more than gangsters and criminals. Everybody doing their bidding are fellow gangsters and criminals, murderers, thieves, antichrists. Psalm 91 is considered the soldier's psalm. Every Feast of Tabernacle that I've attended, we've sang or quoted Psalm 91 as we did the soldier's ransom during the Feast of Tabernacles. This is not that time, Father, and we're not actually holding the soldier's ransom, but the spirit of that event, I believe, is prevalent now. I feel a leading of the Spirit to pray for my brothers and sisters who may become warriors of Yahweh. The soldier's ransom. Brothers and sisters, take $1 bill, which is about equivalent to the silver that was used in the days that our ancestors did this ritual. Take $1 bill and put it towards God's work, whatever that may be. Donate it to some poor person, help buy some pamphlets. Whatever form it takes is up to you, and it doesn't really matter. The Father knows what's in your heart. But it's paying what's called the soldier's ransom. And though I'm not there next to you, I'm spiritually reaching out to you, and I'm going to ask that there be an anointing, as if my hands with sacred olive oil were upon them and put them upon your head, and ask Father Yahweh to walk with this man or woman. Preferably it'll be the men. It's our job, guys. But bless these men, and in a few cases the women, who feel the leading of the Spirit to become warriors for Yahweh. Right now, those warriors are in defensive postures because that's our right. And we will defend our lives, our homes, and our families. Bless them, Father. Give them strength and courage. Give them pure, honest discernment. Help them to see through the lies and the deceptions, because there are many. Help them to maintain composure so they can think clearly. Don't allow the Antichrist and this sick, demented media we have to cloud their judgment. And if and when the time comes, Father, I pray that you would guide every single swing of a club, swing of a spear, stab of a knife, and bullet discharged. Just as David prayed for that kind of guidance when he picked up the rocks that he ended up slaying Goliath with, he asked that the Father guide his aim and the path of that stone, that it would find the weak spot on Goliath, and it sure did. We pray for that same guidance in every activity that the righteous perform from this day forward. I can't speak for the men and women who have gathered out in Oregon, but I have a feeling Yahweh's people are there. If they are not of our people and they do not believe in the Father, then they're on their own. I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for anybody that thinks that you're going to take on the beast by yourself with any success. Be with them and guide them, Father, and protect them as your warriors and your servants. We ask this in Yahweh's name. Psalm 91, my refuge and my fortress. Verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Elohim God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will take refuge. His faithfulness is your shield and rampart. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made Yahweh your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he will put his angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands so that you do not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent underfoot. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Of course, this is Yahweh speaking. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will satisfy him with long life and show him my salvation. My salvation. Isaiah 33 and 22 makes it very, very clear. Yahweh is our Savior. Yahweh is our Savior. As the commandments state, the Ten Commandments and other places in Scripture, there is one and only one Elohim God, one, Yahweh the Father. When he took on flesh and was known as Yahshua, that's what the name Yahshua means, Yah saves, Yah being the shortened form of Yahweh. Yah saves, Yahshua. The same in the Greek, when they called him Jesus. It was their transliteration of Yahshua. And the soter of the Greek language is their word to save. So Jesus meant exactly the same thing as Yahshua. In English, the closest thing we have to what our Savior was called is not Jesus, it's Joshua. Just as we call her Mary, Mary was not her name. In the Greek language, there was no Mary, it was Maria. Now, how did it become Mary when it was very clearly Maria? So, we have a lot of things upside down today, causing much confusion. For instance, the word Jew is a non-existent term until about 200 years ago. There was no such term for most of human history. So where did it come from? It is a transliteration of Judah because of the tribe of Judah. Yud, Jew, Jude, Yud, Judah. So that's where people get confused, thinking Jew stands for the people of the Bible, when today the people who we call Jews are actually Ashkenazi Khazars, and they have nothing to do with the tribe of Judah, nothing to do with the people of the Bible. There is a very small minority of Jews who have Shemitic blood in them from Abraham, but they have race mixed and adulterated their blood because that's who they are, and they have done it forever to the point where there is no relation between them and the people of the Bible either. That's why Esau was cursed, because he did not care about the purity of his bloodline. Jacob did. That's why we are the sons and daughters of Jacob and not Esau. Because Jacob understood. If only our people today would understand that. It's amazing to me. Amazing. Father, we do not stand much of a chance. Without you, there is no chance. Heed the signs, people. Heed the signs. So we've got this standoff going on in Oregon, all kinds of misinformation out there. It is difficult to tell what's really going on. But again, if I'm going to trust anything I hear, it'll be people I personally know. And I happen to think that the report by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association is pretty accurate, especially when they talked about the fact that these people... Again, the crowd was made up of almost the same kind of people that we had in Washington in 2009. And the same thing happened in 2009 as the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people were pouring into Washington, D.C. There were spontaneous sermons being given by people that just took anything to stand on, and there were hymns being sung. As we walked through the streets of D.C., people gathered and started singing hymns. The same thing is happening in Oregon with these people who are there concerned about their neighbors being unjustly dealt with by these. They are so criminal today, these people in government, so damn criminal. But anyway, spontaneous singing of Amazing Grace by 600 people in the little town of there in Oregon. 600 people spontaneously broke out into the singing of Amazing Grace. And yes, His grace is amazing. It's amazing our Father still loves us with the amount of treachery and abandonment that we, His sons and daughters, have committed over the years, to where our countries, I'm talking about the white nations of this world, don't even begin to resemble what they once did. The Jew has come in and done exactly what he bragged that he would do in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. He has taken us and debased our values, our money, our morals, our government, everything, down to the lowest denominator, down in the pits, down in the dungeons, along with them. You see, their fate's already sealed. They know they're going to be burned up as terrors. Obadiah 18 makes that very clear. They know that. They just want to take as many of us with them as they can, because that's the way they are. As Joe Cortina, my guest last Wednesday and will be this Sunday, said so. I guess it was last Sunday. Okay, last Sunday and then again this coming Sunday. Listen to what Joe has to say. Joe lived with them when he was in the military. He was stationed over there more than once. He got to see up close and personal the way these people are. Joe doesn't have a single good thing to say about them. So right there you go. Now, the scripture tells us another sign of the times would be a great shaking in the heavens and the earth. You can read that in the New Testament and other places that talk about the end times. A great shaking in the heavens and the earth. Now, you take those Greek words and you tear them down. It's talking about anything that would cause you to be in bewilderment or in awe. Now, when it says the heavens and the earth, it's just talking about in the sky above you and in the earth below your feet. So it could be in the land, the air, or the sea. The other thing about these upheavals, these calamities that are happening in the heavens and the earth, is the fact that the scripture does not say whether they're man-made or supernaturally made. Because personally, it doesn't make a difference. The prophets told us these would be some of the things happening just before the end of the age. So heed the signs, folks. I mean, hell, we just had the Mississippi River set new records here a while back with all that flooding that was going on. Hardly a peep about that, huh? A Dallas has a tornado 40 miles wide. People, do you even have a concept of what a tornado looks like that's 40 miles wide? And that's not the only thing going on. There's a lot of stuff you're not being told about. So, a great shaking in the heavens and the earth. I want to congratulate Laura Ferrars-Wilson in her new program, Flashpoint, here on Eurofolk Radio. I also believe that we are reaching out to Joe Cortina to see if he would like to have his own show. And I also believe my other military buddy that I've interviewed a few times, Mr. Michael Gaddy, is potentially going to be also with us here. So as that develops, we'll certainly keep you posted. But Eurofolk Radio, I said months ago that I'd like to see it to become the place to go for the truth. Let this be the place to go. This is the go-to place for truth. And by golly, I think it's becoming that. We also have another new broadcaster, at least on the Eurofolk radio station. I believe she's on other networks as too, is Erin Dawkins with Truth Traveler. All kinds of good information for those that want to know the truth. One thing on my trip that I was very amazed was the number of people that are awake and aware. You know, a lot of us, I hear all the time that there's just everybody is completely brain dead. No, they're not. No, they're not. I met a young man who works with my son, and I won't go into the circumstances of how we got into this conversation, but we talked about a large number of things, and he was right there on all of them. And this is a young man in his 20s. I met other people in my travels, and some of them were family members, some of them were friends of the family, and I was amazed. Now, of course, there are some that are somewhat brain dead. But there were far more that were awake and willing to hear the truth than I've ever noticed before, percentage-wise. Another sign of the time. So, Yahweh bless Eurofolk Radio and the folks that run it. Praise Yahweh. Eli had the idea to put it together. And Paul and the gang that keep it running. So, and all the broadcasters. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless your hearts. I read an article by Harry Dent of Dent Research talking about the coming economic collapse. But here again, Eli and I have been talking about that on radio for at least 12 years, if not longer. You can't violate all the common sense rules of good banking and violate all of God's law on how to implement a biblical monetary system. You can't violate that forever. Excuse me. And not have bad consequences. And so, pretty soon it's going to be time to pay the piper. I would suggest, as many people have told me, this is not my idea, but I would pass it on to you. I would suggest that you get your financial affairs in order as much as you can. I would not put too much into any banking facility because that's the first place they're going to lock down and take whatever you've got. There is no honor amongst thieves, and the banking system being Jewish controlled completely and the federal government under complete Jewish control, that ought to tell you right there. I sure as hell wouldn't feel safe with anything I cared about in their possession. Now, I read another article saying that the Jews completely support this abomination in the White House and his so-called executive order having to do with more gun control. Well, let me tell you, you are an interloper, a criminal, a traitor, and executive orders don't apply to you and me, folks. It's a simple matter that it doesn't. All you have to do is look up the nature of executive orders and who it actually applies to, and it ain't you and me. So if those people that work for the federal government and take a federal government paycheck, then it might apply to you if you're voluntarily an employee. He has no authorization to dismantle the Constitution, which very clearly says he's to honor our God-given rights, and our God-given rights say that we have the right to keep and bear arms. In the day that that was written, that meant any kind of arm that the military has, we have a right to it. That's just the way it is, folks. You know, one of these days, you're going to have to realize that you have to make a choice between the chaos of man's law or the law and order and prosperity that comes with God's law. It's as simple as that, folks. Which set of rules do you want to live by? Do you want to live by these draconian, Jewish, demonic, demon-possessed rules and regulations that only the mind of a Jew can concoct? Do you want to try to live according to that? Do you see the chaos that's around us? You think that's good? You have to make up your mind. Do you want to live under the blessings of our Father in heaven, or do you want to live under the lashes and chains of Satan's kids? By the way, if you haven't ordered them yet, I would highly recommend you get the books written by Joe Cortina. And the title of them is Volumes 1, 2, and 3 of John 8:44, Exposing the Sons of Satan. It's a three-volume set. It's available through at least three or four different websites that I found, one of them being Amazon. But there were at least three or four other sites also offering all three volumes for about the same price. So what do we do? What do we do with the circumstances that we've got right now? Well, first of all, we have to step back and understand we're being lied to and misled in many, many different directions. So now is time to what? It says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all things trust Yahweh. He is not stopping his caring for you and his love for you simply because the Jewish-controlled New World Order wants to implement their plans. Our Father is still here. His angels are still here. His messengers are still here. You and I are still here. If the enemy could get away with what they want to do, they would have already done it. They do these in gradual stripping away and gradual steps because they don't want to alarm the sheep. Because they know that if we rise up in righteous indignation, their days are over. And I might add, so are those who are aiding and abetting Satan's kids. Your days are over too. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man at the end of the age. As it was in the days of Noah, there was a period of time when the door to the ark was wide open and anybody could enter in. But there was a time that came when Yahweh closed and sealed the door. What do you think that would mean today? It means that you have a time to repent of your actions, repent of your treason, repent of your deeds done for this damnable criminal government. You have a time that you can repent and be saved. But in the near future, there's a time coming when Yahweh will cease the period of amnesty or grace. And from that moment on, you will suffer the fate of his enemies, as it said in the book of Luke at the beginning of the program. Bring those that would not that I reign over them, bring them hither, and slay them before me. One day we will witness the terrors being brought before the feet of our Messiah, and they will be put to the sword for the crimes that they have committed. For you that are doing the work of Satan's kids, I hope you understand that you're on a timeline. The timer is clicking. The clock is counting down. And you know it. You can feel it. You can sense it. Again, the reason our military has the highest suicide rate of any time in our history is because they know what they have done is wrong. And again, for the men and women who are coming to the knowledge of the truth, the answer is not suicide. The answer is come to the Father and come to the truth and ask for forgiveness. It's not easy to do. I've been there. Trust me. I know Pastor Eli's been there. Dan from Georgia. Paul. Chris, David, Laura, we've all been there. It wasn't easy when Father brought persecution on me to the point where you're on your knees with hot tears running down your cheek, begging for forgiveness for your actions or lack thereof. No, it's not easy. But if you're willing to break your spirit, if you're willing to take that stiff neck and loosen it up to where you can bow your head in humility and ask the Father for forgiveness and ask the Father to enter in and give Him control of your life, you will be amazed at how good that feels. That's why I can tell you tonight, whatever the Father wants to do with me, He can do it. I want to live. I'm not going to lie. I've got children and grandchildren. I've got people that I care about. I've got a lot of reasons to want to live to a ripe old age, but I don't have enough reasons to live to do the bidding of Satan and his kids. I don't have enough reasons to turn my back on my brothers and sisters that are suffering under the whip of these demonic beings. I don't have enough reasons to stop telling the truth. There aren't enough reasons. Scripture makes it very clear. The Father says, if you love anything on this earth more than me, you do not deserve me. And some people might think that's harsh, but folks, we're talking about our Heavenly Father. The reason that we're here, the Creator of this world, who put upon flesh and allowed Himself to be tortured and murdered because He loves you that much. Do you even begin to understand how much love that is? Would you do that for your family? Is there somebody on this earth that you would care enough for that you would allow yourself, being innocent of any crime, to be tortured for hours on end and then crucified? Who do you love that much that you would endure that? And yet your Father in heaven did that for you and for me. And our gratitude we show Him is what? We worship a government full of liars, thieves, traitors, misfits, oligarchs, demonic beings, pedophiles, homosexuals, etc. We choose to listen to these misfits who don't care for us one bit and turn our back on the one who suffered and died for us. What's that say about us? Not a hell of a lot. 3 months, folks. Have enough stuff in your home that you can stay holed up for 3 months. I've told you this many times. It's not my words. It's the words of the military people I know. The bare minimum that you should have is enough to stay in your homes, stay in your foxholes, for 3 months. The enemy wants you to think that race doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you, race has mattered from the beginning of time. If you don't know that, you're just dumber than a box of rocks. Everything in nature, everything in the scriptures, everything in the empirical evidence world, everything in the scientific world points to the fact that race matters. And by the way, when I was talking about this earth being the center of our universe, there are world-famous cosmologists who have agreed with that and admitted. And again, it's interesting that people are starting to admit the truth. Praise Yahweh. And they have come out and said, I'm sorry, but the evidence does not support the spinning ball sitting out in the middle of nothing that we rotate around a sun. In fact, it supports exactly what the Bible says, that this planet, this area called Earth, is the center of whatever this is around us. We don't know. We don't know. Because I just got a clip from a whistleblower within NASA that has said that everything that they have told you has been a lie. Everything that they have told you has been a lie. I'm not surprised. Maybe some of you are, but I'm not surprised. It's a fearful thing to stand before a righteous and an angry God, folks. And we've done enough to get him upset. I'm surprised that he's even going to let a remnant come through this. Our brothers and sisters in Poland, our hats off to you, and may Yahweh bless you for the largest demonstration in the history of Poland against the massive invasion of the aliens into their lands. They have the beast working over there too, but at least they got together in mass to protest. Remember in Scripture, beast, anytime you see a verse talking about the beast is always representative of God. Government. It's not a wild animal. It's not a spiritual thing. That's your modern-day Judeo-Christian bullshit. Excuse my French. But boy, I'm sick and tired of hearing that. They want to spiritualize everything because they are the Baal priests of today to lull the sheep asleep, and the big brother government is patting them on the heads, telling them, good boys, we'll give you 501c3. We'll let you keep all that money. We won't tax it. There you go. You're a good little boy. Yep. Or a good little girl. Yep, yep. You 501c3 liars and misfits. You Baal priests. You just keep the sheep asleep. You keep telling them how they got to obey government. Beast equals government. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity. And thank you for EFR Radio. And thank you for the different hosts. And praise Yahweh for the messages that are reaching our brothers and sisters and having an effect. We pray for their protection. We pray for their guidance. Help us to always maintain our vision, Father, and our love of the truth. Don't ever let that happen, that we do not always seek the truth. Always the truth. There's enough liars out there, Father. Keep us on the straight and narrow, every one of us. And if we do that, you have promised to stand by us. That's where we hang our hat. That's where we put our trust. Not in the arm of flesh, but in our Father Yahweh, El Shaddai, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Be with the listeners and all of your brothers and sisters, Father, all of your kin, all of your children. Reach down and touch them. Give them healing if they need it. Give them a blessing of the Holy Spirit. And for those that are in the midst of persecution, walk with them, Father, and give them the victory. We ask all these things in the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh El Shaddai. Hallelujah.